Well, good afternoon, Soul Church. If you don't know me, my name is Mark, and I'll be reading our Bible passage today, which is 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
My little girl Evie had her one-year vaccines just the other day, last week. And for those of you who may not know, that means three needles in two arms and two of them at exactly the same time. It's pretty brutal. And my little girl Evie did not like it at all. When those needles went in, she held her breath for about 10 seconds, which, if you're a parent, you know what that means. Not good. And then she finally sobbed her little heart out. You know, it must be so confusing for little kids who get vaccines. Why would mum and dad take me to this strange place and let strangers jab needles into my arms? And yes, you get a little sticker at the end of it, but surely that's not worth it. But for us parents, there's no confusion, is there? We gladly hand our children over to be jabbed. In fact, we praise God for those needles. And I think if we had to, we would pay thousands to have our children stabbed with these needles. There's no confusion for us. And that's because we see things from a much bigger perspective. All our kids see are nurses stabbing them with needles. But we see immunization. We see future health. We see long life. We see future happiness. You know, when it comes to afflictions and troubles and suffering in this life, perspective is so important. Perspective is so important. If our perspective is not right, we will be like the little toddler or the baby getting their vaccine shot. We will be confused, we will lose heart, and at worst, we will give up. Perspective is so important. Now, from the way I read the Bible, there are two main ways we can view our suffering in this life. Two main ways. One, we can view our suffering from an earthly perspective. That's one way to view our suffering, from an earthly perspective. That is, we picture life from birth to death. We look at our sufferings and we ask the questions, well, how does our suffering fit in with our life? How do our sufferings contribute to our life? What's the relationship between our sufferings and our life? That is an earthly perspective. And as I'm sure you all know, that's a very hard way to view suffering. Because when we view suffering from this earthly perspective, it often feels unbearable. We feel like we're going to be crushed by the hurt and the pain and the disappointment. We feel like we're going to be overcome. It also feels like our sufferings will never end. It feels like we're just stuck with this pain forever and ever, with no relief in sight. But perhaps worst of all, when we view our suffering from an earthly perspective, sometimes it just seems like our sufferings are pointless. You know, it's often said in church that our suffering produces perseverance and character and hope. And it's true, it often does. You know, that's Romans 5. But you know what? Sometimes it just doesn't seem like it does. I mean, for example, think about the Christian who gets COVID-19, is hospitalized, and then 2 weeks on the ventilator, dies. How does that produce perseverance? Or how does that produce character in that person? When we view our sufferings from an earthly perspective, they often seem unbearable, never-ending, and pointless. And maybe that's how you're feeling about your sufferings right now. Maybe you're feeling overcome. You're feeling disheartened. You're feeling exhausted. You're feeling discouraged. And, you know, maybe you're ready to give in, give it up. But there is another way to view our sufferings, and that is from a heavenly perspective. That is from the viewpoint of heaven. And I tell you what, when we learn to view our suffering from this point of view, not just from our earthly perspective, everything changes. No longer are our sufferings unbearable. From a heavenly perspective, they actually seem quite light. No longer are they never-ending. They actually seem momentary. And no longer are they pointless. They actually become incredibly valuable. And so what I want to do tonight is to give you that heavenly perspective, because that's exactly what we get from the Apostle Paul in this passage that Mark just read out for us. Do you know Paul? A few weeks ago, we looked at Job, and we saw all the sufferings that he went through. But you know what? Paul went through a lot too. Listen to what Paul went through. Paul was imprisoned many times for preaching the gospel. Not just once, but many times. He received the 39 lashes five times. Five times. Can you imagine the scars that Paul had on his back? As well as being lashed 39 times, five times, he was also beaten with rods. He was pelted with stones. He was shipwrecked three times. Imagine having a serious car crash three times in your life. He often went without sleep and food and clothes. He was in constant danger. He came face to face with death numerous times. And that's not to mention all the, you know, the emotional suffering and the burden that he just had as a pastor who loved his people. Paul, like Job, was a man of suffering. And just before we look to see what Paul says about suffering, I want you to know that Paul saw his suffering as real. You know, Paul was not some stoic. He didn't deny the reality of suffering. It was real and it was hard and it was difficult and it almost killed him. Actually, just a couple of chapters back in chapter 1, this is what he says. This is what Paul says about his suffering. He said, "We were weighed down beyond measure so that we despaired of life itself." We were weighed down beyond measure that we despaired of life itself. Paul felt his sufferings. They were hard, they were heavy, and they almost killed him. But look at what he says in tonight's passage in verse 16. It is quite remarkable. He says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart." We do not lose heart. Paul's been imprisoned. He's been beaten. He's been shipwrecked, starved, naked, and in danger. And he says, "We don't lose heart." In other words, "I'm not discouraged. I'm not weary. I'm not given up." That's what he says. In fact, look at else what he says in verse 16. He says, "Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." So far from losing heart, Paul says, "I'm actually growing. I'm growing as a Christian. I'm actually flourishing as a Christian. As this stuff is happening to me and it's heavy and it's hard and it's almost killing me, I'm actually growing as a Christian." Now, how is that possible? Well, it's perspective. It's perspective. Paul didn't just see his suffering from an earthly perspective. He also saw it from a heavenly perspective. And that changed everything. Listen to what he says in verse 17. He says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." That is a heavenly perspective. "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." Now, what I want to do for the next few minutes with you, I just want to unpack that verse and show you how a heavenly perspective does change the way we view our sufferings. Okay, so that's what I want to do. Firstly, a heavenly perspective makes our sufferings seem light, not unbearable. They become light, not unbearable. Paul says, for our light and momentary troubles. Paul calls his troubles light, light. That means, the word light means weightless, trifle, fluff. That's what it means, fluff. That's what Paul says about his imprisonments, about his beatings, about his stonings and shipwrecks and starvation. For him, it's just fluff from a heavenly perspective. Now, why is that? Because in heaven, Paul will have so much more than he will ever lose on earth. That's the point. In heaven, Paul realizes that he will have so much more than he will ever lose on earth. Listen to what Paul says in Romans 8:18. Paul says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I want you to imagine a set of scales, you know, the old-fashioned kind, you know, the ones you have to balance. And imagine on one side you put all your sufferings in this life. So your job loss, your relationship breakdowns, your bankruptcy, your illness, your depression, all your sufferings in this life. Imagine putting that on one side of the scales. Now, imagine putting all the riches of heaven that are going to be yours on the other side of the scale. Sinlessness, perfect world, intimate fellowship, Jesus. Sufferings on this side and the riches of heaven on this side. What's going to happen to those scales? It's going to tip. In fact, they're going to break. Because the weight of glory, that's the language that Paul uses here, the weight of glory is far greater than the weight of suffering. What we will get in heaven, what each of you who believe in Jesus are going to get in heaven, is going to be so much more than what we'll ever lose in this life. For my little girl, her 1 year vaccines were horrible. But I tell you, looking back on her vaccines 50 years from now, I'm sure she will see it as a very light infliction. Because in 50 years' time, she would have been saved from meningococcal and rubella and measles and mumps and pneumococcal. She'll be saved from all of that. And in light of that, she will see her affliction as light. You know, I know your sufferings right now are really hard. You know, I know some of you in this church are suffering very difficultly. They're heavy. They're unbearable. But I want you to imagine yourself in heaven, looking back at the sufferings in this life. What would you say about it? I tell you what you will say. It's hard to imagine. But this is what you will say. You will look back on those sufferings and say, wow, that was light. Compared to what I have in heaven right now, that was light. At the time, it was unbearable. It was difficult. But now I see it was actually light. The second way a heavenly perspective shapes our view of suffering is that it makes our sufferings seem so momentary. You know, Paul says again, verse 17, he says, for our light and our momentary troubles. Our momentary troubles. While we're on the topic of my kids' afflictions, my son just last Monday had a jack jumper crawl down his top and bite him 5 times. Now, if you've been bitten by a jack jumper before, you know that's not good news. These things are vicious. And he was in a lot of pain. I was there at the time, and so one of the first things I said to him was, it's going to be okay, the pain will go away. And I said that a number of times. I said the pain is going to go away. It's going to end soon. Kids need to know this. You know, when they're in pain, they need to know it's not going to last forever, because in their mind, they just can't process that. You know, they haven't experienced it much before. We need to remind ourselves as well that the suffering that we are experiencing right now is temporary. It will go away. It's not going to last forever. Our broken hearts won't be broken forever. One day we will be healed. One day the anxiety will lift for those of us who believe in Jesus. There is an endpoint. There is a time when our sufferings will stop and we will never suffer again. But notice Paul actually says more than this, doesn't he? He doesn't just say they're temporary. Temporary means there's an endpoint. Paul actually says they're momentary, which means the endpoint is coming very, very soon. As believers of Jesus, we do suffer. This life is full of suffering, but it's only for a very short amount of time. I know it does not feel like it. I know it can feel like it's going to last forever. But again, I guarantee you, when you're in heaven, in glory, with Jesus, with no suffering, you're going to look back on this life and you're going to say, wow, that was actually so momentary. You know, I thought that was just going to go on and on and on, but now that I'm here, that was just momentary. And this is why we must continually view our sufferings from a heavenly perspective. But I think the third thing Paul says is actually the best. This is pretty cool. From a heavenly perspective, not only are our sufferings light and momentary, they're actually incredibly valuable. Again, just listen to what Paul says. He says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them all." What good comes from our suffering? Well, in this life, we've got perseverance, we've got character, we've got hope, we've got faith. You know, most of the time, we see this stuff. But more than this, suffering in this life actually achieves eternal glory in heaven. I want you to notice that word achieve, it is such an important word. Paul says our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory, which means they're actually producing glory in the life after this. There is a direct correlation between our glory in heaven, the joy and the happiness and the pleasure that we experience then. There's a direct correlation between that and our sufferings in this life. This suffering produces that joy and happiness and pleasure in heaven. And I think we can take it further and say that the more we suffer in this life, the more joy and happiness and pleasure will be ours in heaven. If this is true, that means that some of us will experience greater joy in heaven than others. And we talked about this a few months ago. Jonathan Edwards, he said, in heaven, all of our cups are going to be full. So every one of us is going to have joy 100%. But some of us will have bigger cups than others. We'll have bigger cups than others. Some of us will have a greater capacity for joy. And that largely depends on the sufferings that we go through in this life. Suffering now equals glory then. Now, how do we make sense of this? Well, two things. Jesus promises rewards for our suffering when we suffer for the gospel. Mark 10, he says, "No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in the present age and in the age to come." Jesus is clearly going to reward us then when we suffer now for the gospel. But also, as we go through sufferings in this life, whether it's for the gospel or just plain old generic suffering, our capacity for joy grows in heaven. Let me give you an example. There's a lady in our church whose body does not work as well as ours does. And she suffers because of this. This causes her a lot of pain. Now tell me, who is going to be more joyful in heaven when they get new bodies? Her or us? I think she will be. Her sufferings right now are actually growing her capacity for greater joy in the next life. Paul says, our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. From an earthly perspective, sufferings can seem pointless, but from a heavenly perspective, they are incredibly valuable because they achieve us glory. I'm sure when you are in heaven looking back on this life, you will say, wow, that was so hard. But I don't have any resentments. I don't have any regrets because my sufferings then have increased the joy that I have now and forever. So having a heavenly perspective of our suffering is vitally important. No longer are our sufferings unbearable, they actually seem quite light. No longer are they never-ending, they actually become momentary. And no longer are they pointless, they actually become incredibly valuable. So what are we to take home from this? Well, Paul tells us what we should take home, verse 18. He says, so, because of all of what I've just said, we fix our eyes, not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Friends, set your hope on the glory that will be given to you. Set your sight on heaven, not on earth. If your sight is just on this earth, just in this short life, your sufferings will be unbearable. They'll never end, and they'll often feel pointless. But if you set your sight in heaven, your sufferings will actually seem quite light, momentary, and incredibly valuable. So fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. And friends, I want to remind you that it is all because of Jesus and what he's done for us on the cross that we can view our sufferings this way. The only reason we are going to heaven and the only reason that we can view our sufferings from a heavenly perspective is because Jesus has given us the gift of heaven. He's given us eternal life. If it wasn't for Jesus, our sufferings would be unbearable, full stop. Our sufferings would literally never end. They would go on and on forever and ever with no end point in hell. And if it wasn't for Jesus, our sufferings would do us no good. They would be utterly pointless for us. But it's Jesus who changes all this. It's Jesus. He is the one who makes our sufferings light and momentary and incredibly valuable because he gives us the gift of heaven. So I want to finish by asking a very important question tonight, and that is, do you have the gift of heaven? Are you going to heaven? Because it's only if we have that gift, it's only if we are going to heaven that we can view our sufferings from a heavenly perspective. How can you know that you're going to heaven? Well, John 3:36 says this. It says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. And Jesus also said in John 14, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is only one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus. We can't get to heaven on our own because we're not perfect. Heaven is a place for perfect people. It's a perfect place for perfect people. It's not for people who do okay in this life. It's not for people who have tried their best or for people who have learned from their lessons. It's for perfect people. It's for people who have never sinned. It's for people who have loved God wholeheartedly their whole life. And that's none of us. Not one of us has lived like that. And so none of us can get to heaven on our own. But the good news is that there is another way. We now can get to heaven through Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, and he came into this world to do what we could not do. You know, we were supposed to live that perfect life. We were meant to obey God. We were meant to love God with everything we have. We didn't do it. And so Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to come into this world and I'm going to live that life for you. And he did. He lived a perfect, obedient life. And not only that, he finished his life by taking the punishment for our sins upon himself. We were meant to bear our sins and bear the punishment for our sins. But Jesus said, you know what? I'm coming into this world to take that for you, so you don't have to. And that's what he did on the cross. He took all of our sins. Jesus came into this world to be our substitute, to live for us and die for us. And now this is his promise to every single person. If we put our trust in him as our Savior, he will give us his perfect life. He will take our sin from him, and we will get to go to heaven. Friends, are you trusting in Jesus? Jesus says, John said, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? It means you look to him as your Savior, and you look to him alone. You don't look to anything else. You don't look to any of the works that you've done in your life. You look to him as your Savior. Trust in Jesus. You'll be forgiven. You'll be made perfect. And then you can look at your sufferings in this life from a whole new perspective. Let's pray. Our Lord, we do thank you so much for Jesus and for the wonderful good news of the gospel, that because of what Jesus has done for us, in living for us and dying for us and giving us the gift of eternal life, we now can see our sufferings from a whole new perspective, from a heavenly perspective. And when they do, they do seem light and momentary and incredibly valuable. Father, I pray particularly for those people who are listening to this, who are going through a very difficult time right now. That pain is real. It is hard. It's heavy. Lord, I pray that by your grace, that you would renew their hope in heaven. I pray that by your grace, you would help them to see what you have stored up for them in heaven. I pray that you would help them to see that their light and momentary troubles are achieving for them an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Lord, this is humanly impossible. But Lord, by your grace, we can see our sufferings this way. And I pray that you would give this grace to those people who are suffering right now. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.